morning and welcome to Apple A Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I am Katie Johnson, your host, and my guests today are Lisa Cole and Kate Jorgensen. They are both occupational therapists and they both work specifically with the program we're going to talk about as we celebrate Occupational Therapy Month here in April, and that's our driver rehab program. Thank you both for joining me this morning, first of all, and wish you happy OT month.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Before we dive into the topic of driver rehab, let's just learn a little bit more about each of you. Maybe just tell us a little bit more about your background, why you chose OT as your career path, how long you've been on the team, and some things like that.
Yes, so my name is Lisa, and I have been an occupational therapist here at Lake Region for a little over 30 years. So I started here right out of college and have been here ever since. I first was interested in occupational therapy back in high school. I followed a friend's sister who worked in the school system, was sure that I wanted to be a pediatric occupational therapist. But then later, through schooling and my field works and getting into the hospital setting, I then decided, nope, this is where I needed to be. So nice. I've enjoyed it ever since.
Awesome. How about you, Kate?
I always kind of went towards the science and healthcare path. Didn't want to be a nurse. And found that OT, the scope of what we can provide in services, fit me best. Nice. So I, as same as Lisa, I've worked here since right out of college. I was a student here at Lake Region and really enjoyed the culture and the team here at OT at Lake Region. And I've been here now for 14 years.
Wow. Must be something about working in OT at Lake Region that's working for both of you to be here so long, which is great. And I mentioned it's Occupational Therapy Month. One of the things that I wanted to address, there are a lot of misconceptions in the public about, you know, what is occupational therapy or what is the difference between occupational therapy and physical therapy? Do you have any good insights to share to help clear that up?
Yes. In occupational therapy, no, we are not trying to find you a job.
Yes, good clarification.
Occupational is occupations, so it's just everyday tasks. They're occupations that fill our life. It can be anything from getting dressed to balancing your checkbook to cooking to fishing to any kind of leisure activity or interest that you have. It's just everyday tasks, which includes driving. So we work with folks after they've had a health event, more so, or if they're facing developmental challenges from birth.
So like you said, one of those skills is driving, and that is the reason that the driver rehab program falls under occupational therapy's purview. And I really wanted to talk about it because it's kind of a unique service that we offer here. Maybe a lot of people don't know about it, and there's such a great need for it from so many perspectives. And that ability to drive is so crucial to our feeling of independence, our feeling of being able to live a full life. So as we talk about that program, let's maybe back up. How long has the service been offered here?
Yeah, so we first started talking about the program back in probably 2011. We went through quite a bit of training and actually opened the doors in 2012 to taking patients on for driving. We went to several courses, week-long courses on developing a program, and then coming back and then seeing what was going to fit for our community. You know, in the past, prior to that, we were sending patients out up to Sanford or other driving programs and felt that that's something that would be a need here in the Fergus area and wanted to add that in. Minnesota has some stricter laws in developing driving programs, though, and you need to be a licensed driving instructor in order to have a driving program. So there was a little bit of extra that we had to do. We had to take an exam for the state, and then we were tested in the vehicle with the commissioner of the state came down and had us do some driving and evaluated our skills and then evaluated us instructing another driver. So there was a little bit of a process to get that started, but once we were going, good to go.
Been going strong ever since. And I assume there's maybe ongoing training. What does the kind of certification look like?
So I'm a certified driving rehab specialist, and so I do have to maintain a certain number of continuing ed credits to maintain that certification. That was a pretty lengthy and difficult exam, not gonna lie. When I took that, I was a little nervous. It is something that after you've done so many hours as a driving rehab specialist, you can then sit for that certification exam. And so hopefully we're gonna add Kate into that mix here within the next year. So there'll be two of us here that are certified, which is good. But yes, we do have to have continuing education to maintain that.
So let's talk a little bit more about the specific services that are offered within driver rehabilitation. Can you describe kind of what that all includes?
Yes. So we do a fair amount of like fitness to drive assessments, not only for our aging population, but also for potential drivers that maybe have been born with like a developmental disability, anything from like spina bifida, cerebral palsy, autism, and other underlying medical conditions. So we can assess them and say, you know, I think you do have the potential to be a new driver, and then we can help them get on their path. And for our older adults, that fitness to drive is more so, are you still safe to be a driver in your community and surrounding areas? So that's the fitness to drive piece. Along with that, with our populations that we serve for assessment and training and modifications to a vehicle, it's more so people that have acquired disabilities, also if they're born with them as well, but anything from like an amputation to a stroke, other underlying neurodegenerative diseases that might impact your ability to drive with just your regular foot pedals. So we look at what equipment we have available and if it's appropriate for you, anything from like a left foot gas pedal to hand controls, steering devices, and other things like that. So we offer a low tech, it's called, program here in Fergus.
So you make the assessment of what kinds of modifications to their vehicle might be needed and help them actually get that equipment, is that?
Yes, so we do the training with it to make sure that they're showing competency to be able to pursue being an independent driver. And then we work with an equipment dealer out of Moorhead primarily, and then depending on where they come from. And then we give them kind of their prescription for these are the things that you need, and then they install those and they go from there.
Wow, what a great service. I think you've maybe addressed this a little bit already, but who makes a good candidate for driver rehab? Anything to add to that, examples you've already given?
Right. Anyone that has any kind of challenges that might be preventing them to either returning to driving after some kind of health event or something that maybe a person was born with as a developmental kind of challenge.
And I know a lot of times the questions I hear in the community are, you know, how do I know if it's time to take my parents off the road, right? People that are concerned about about their aging parents. I think that's another place where maybe you wouldn't think that this service was available to them.
Absolutely, yes. And that is one of the probably, you know, good percentage of the clientele that we see are those kind of aging individuals that might have underlying medical conditions that are preventing or contributing to a decline in some of those independence things.
But. And it's a way for those patients then to show their skills that they do have, whether it, you know, come out that maybe it's time that they do retire from driving, or show the skills to their children that, yep, I'm still good to go. So it's just a nice way to take family out of that determining what's going to be right for that parent.
Kind of an objective outside and knowledgeable insight.
Recently we just had a husband and wife that came in because their kids said, you know, just want to make sure you're still safe. So they both came.
And,
What great peace of mind
mm-hmm. yes.
that you can give to both the individual and to yep. their families.
Mm-hmm. And just because we assess them once doesn't mean that we're one and done. If there is a neurodegenerative process with a physical skill or a cognitive skill or even a visual skill, we might recommend retesting in a year or if a person experiences further changes mm-hmm. too. Mm-hmm.
So. There could be a potential for for a different outcome the next
mm-hmm.
time.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yep.
When you do this, do you use the individual's vehicle? What kind of vehicle situation?
We get asked that a lot.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to use their own vehicle,
right?
We don't do that. We don't. We use our own vehicle here at Lake Region. We have a rehab van that we have that has the ability to have the adaptive equipment in it if we need to do training. But the other big piece that's in there is there's an instructor gas and brake on the passenger side for us to use. So it really is a safety issue for when we take people out in the car, you know, both mm-hmm. for them and us mm-hmm. and everybody on the road.
Right.
You know, if it's somebody who maybe isn't safe to be driving, we have that. To aid in maneuvering the vehicle.
Sure, sure. So you use that specific vehicle.
Yes,
yeah. What's the best way for someone, maybe someone's listening right now and they can really see that themselves or someone they know could really benefit from these services. What's the best way to get connected?
Yeah, there's several different ways. You know, obviously, if you just have questions, feel free to give us a call. Kate and I have a direct line where we answer any of those questions, and that's 218-736-8389, or you can email us at otdrive@lrhc.org, or talk to your provider. You know, they are always willing and open to, you know, giving a little bit of information on that and sending those referrals over to us.
We touched on this a little bit. There can be a lot of emotion that kind of comes around that freedom that comes with being able to drive. How do you maybe handle clients who are having a difficult time accepting what you've kind of made as a recommendation and or their families or even advice for people who are listening and, you know, are just really struggling with that?
Yeah. So we just provide a lot of support and we really try to reassure them that no one is at fault here. It's, you know, if you have to retire from driving, if that's the ultimate recommendation, it's not your fault. It's part of your disease process with whatever underlying disease might be contributing to that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just discuss and problem solve alternative transportation solutions. So whether it's here in the Fergus Falls community or other surrounding communities, there are not a lot of driver rehab programs in the state of Minnesota. So we draw from a lot of different surrounding areas, and unique to our program is that we are rural. So we have people that would rather come here to Fergus rather than going up to Fargo because it's more like driving in their hometown
sure.
area. So we research in their areas too, if they're not just from the Fergus Falls area, what might be available
mm-hmm.
because we want people to stay active in their community mm-hmm. and we still want them to be able to get to card night and church and whatever other activities that they enjoy doing.
Right. Maintaining those connections and
Absolutely.
Those activities is crucial.
Yes.
So that you have that creative mm-hmm. Problem solving that you can do together and mm-hmm. that support is great. Mm-hmm. Other kinds of support for family members or caregivers during the process that's important to touch on too?
They're always encouraged to reach back out to us if they have questions, and we let them know through the state process too what to do in those situations
mm-hmm.
And how to navigate those things.
Mm-hmm. Such a good resource and ongoing resource
yes.
that
yes.
you provide mm-hmm. to people and to their families. You touched on this, the state. What is the process if a client is determined to not be safe to drive after they've completed the program?
We always encourage them to go to the DMV, turn in your driver's license, get a valid photo ID, because it's still really important to have legal identification.
Mm-hmm.
But then it is in our report that goes back to the referring provider what our recommendations are, and they are required and responsible for notifying the state. So through the Department of Vehicle Services of the restrictions or cancellation of driving privilege.
Again, nice that you have the experts who know exactly the steps that need to be taken. I would guess after 13 years of offering this service, you have some good ideas about what are the outcomes. What can someone expect after coming through the driver rehab program, and maybe even some success stories that would be helpful to share with our listeners?
Yeah. So a little bit, you know, we talk about that process is after they've completed that driving evaluation, you know, there's different steps to be taken, whether it be, you know, they maybe need to retire from driving, or we have those restrictions that are put on the license, or they're getting hand controls or adaptive equipment installed into their vehicle. There is further testing then that they will need to do with the state of Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We walk everybody through all those scenarios so they know exactly what they need to do next. We always like to see the good outcomes. You know, obviously we want everybody to maintain their independence as long as they can, but also we have to look at the safety of everyone around us, including those people driving. But you know, we have had some really good success stories. The biggest one that stands out in my mind is we had a young woman. She wasn't from the Fergus area here, but she did come down to be assessed, and she had a neurodegenerative disease that affected her legs, so she needed hand controls in her vehicle. But along with that, she was also hearing impaired. So we needed to non-English speaking. Oh, I forgot to add that piece too.
That was a second language.
Yes. And so she also then had, we had to have an interpreter. So we had a lot of things standing in our way from just being a very easy evaluation to be done. But all of that being said, she was so motivated. She had never had a license before, wanted to have that extra piece of independence. We did all our training with her, and she was so appreciative. She went back, was able to get that installed into a vehicle, and notified us that she did get her driver's license. Wow. So we had a lot of challenges on our side, a lot of coordination with an interpreter to be here with us, and for her to come down to do the training with her, but ultimately had a wonderful outcome in the end.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I had one that stands out in my mind as well, is a young woman in her 40s who experienced a significant stroke and lost a lot of function on one side of her body. But she was a mom to teenagers and, you know, wanted to be able to get her child to and fro to activities and things. So we worked with some adaptive equipment, and she was able to get back to driving after that and continue on being independent, just doing it a little differently is all.
Yeah, so important. Not only in that case to her independence, but to her ability to be the mom that she wanted to be to her kids. Those are great, great stories. Thanks for sharing those. I'm sure a common question you also hear is, what does insurance coverage look for this kind of a program?
Well, and actually, as of just here about a month ago, we have been able to start billing half of our evaluation to insurance. So the clinical component that is done here at the hospital in the OT department, where we are looking at your vision assessment, motor assessment, the cognition, or how your brain is actually working, that piece we have been able to bill to insurance. Now, with the in-vehicle portion of the testing remains an out-of-pocket expense.
As does the training.
As does the training, yep. Okay. So those will be on a self-paid basis. But that in-clinic piece of it is now we are able to bill that to insurance. So that is something new and exciting for us that does take away a little of the cost for the patient. Yeah. So.
And there are some payer sources, such as like the VA. We've worked with them. In the past, we've worked with vocational rehab as well.
Okay.
Workman's comp,
other payer sources that might be able to assist with some of that out-of-pocket expense.
Sure. Mm-hmm. That's great. What have I forgotten? What else do you think is important for our listeners to know about your program, or about driver rehab, occupational therapy in general?
You know, in the OT profession, our focus really is to return to or striving towards greater independence. And so we just want to help our patients and our clients achieve that to their highest level.
And that goes for no matter what, whether that's driving or any other skills. So such an important service that you provide to our community. Thank you both for all that you do and for all of the years that you have done it here at Lake Region Healthcare in Fergus Falls. And I know touching so far beyond Fergus Falls in the people that you reach. Before we go, I always like to ask my guests if they could give our listeners one health tip. What would your health tip be?
Yeah, so mine is, you know, we always hear about we want to have exercise for our body. Physical health is always good for us. But I want to add, you also want to have exercise for your brain. Whether that be trying something new, finding a new puzzle or game to do, or exploring something that you haven't done before, challenge your brain a little bit each day.
Keep your brain moving.
Yep.
Great Absolutely. Tip. Yeah. Because once you start not challenging it and not stimulating it, just like with your muscles, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah. So great tip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well, Lisa, Kate, thank you both for all of the work that you do in occupational therapy, and especially for sharing more about the Driver Rehabilitation Program with us today. Kate, we look forward to hearing about your new certification in the coming year and sharing more with our listeners. Let's remind folks one more time, if they want more information about occupational therapy or specifically the Driver Rehab Program, how do they find you?
Yep, you can give us a call at 218-736-8389. Kate and I do share a phone, so either one of us are available to talk to you, or you can email us at otdrive@lrhc.org. Otherwise, always ask a provider. They're willing to send referrals to if needed. So
excellent. Lisa Cole and Kate Jorgensen from our Occupational Therapy Department and Driver Rehabilitation Program, my guests today on Apple a Day. Happy Occupational Therapy Month to you and to all of your teammates in occupational therapy here at Lake Region Healthcare, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa, Kate, and Katie on Apple a Day reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.